Today's here in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simon Tov Kufayin Dalet and start Tov Kufayin Hey. So we're already at Sif Gimel, three lines down, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber tells us, what happens if a person's in a city where they're fasting for a tzara, and he forgets, Shachach V'yochal, and he ate by accident. So what he should not do is be seen by other people happy because he ate. He shouldn't go around and be amongst other people. They're all in sorrow from fasting, and he's well fed. He shouldn't go around and parade himself in front of them. And likewise, the Mechaber tells us, he shouldn't take pleasures and do extra pleasurable things for himself and say, for example, Omar, since I already ate, might as well eat more. That's incorrect and wrong. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav explains, what should the person do? If he was eating and he, I forgot that it's a fast day, he should stop immediately. Don't take another bite. And even, he brings that from the Morgan of Rome. This is true, even if he didn't accept the fast about himself, if everybody else in that city is fasting, he should be like them and should stop eating. The Rama adds over here and he says, this is even when he's not in front of them. He shouldn't take additional pleasures and eat because everybody else is in Tsar. It brings down the name of the Mordechai. Now, Mishbur and Sivkot and Zion tells us, Hainu, this is talking about, Afilu b'meh shemekilinun lecho chutzutchum. Even though in yesterday we said there may be exceptions that one might be able to eat if he's not part of that city and he's going back to his own city where they don't fast, he could eat maybe outside the tchum. In this situation, even when he's allowed to eat, he shouldn't have chocolate cake, he shouldn't have delicious desserts. He should eat, you know, bread and water, what he basically needs to survive. This way, the imyabol year, if he has to go into the city, yeah, panav tzuhubim. If he goes in there and he eats a lot of stuff, his face is going to be radiant, and that's not fair. Everybody else is in fasting and in sorrow, and he's looking ruddy and good. This is worth that name of the Mogen Avram. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh achronim shepirshu kipashte. There are those that read it literally and say, Shelo yinag idunim bishardvarim, not only with food, but with any pleasures. V'chanal b'simen tovkuv samaches if yubeitz, as we've already learned previously. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah lahariv odom atzmo bishnas ravon. In a year when Nebuch is a famine, we'll define that in a moment, so then a person should go and fast. He should go and make himself not, even though he's able to have food, he shouldn't go and have all sorts of delicacies and luxuries when everybody else is in a difficult situation. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, we're dealing here, Hainu Shiyocha B'tzimtzum. He should only eat the minimal amount that he needs to keep himself healthy, because if everybody is tight with food, even though he may have it, it's not proper that he should be a glutton. The Deir Shu footnote number 6 brings down, how do we define that there's a famine? He says, if, for example, it's just inflation, that the food can be bought, but it's at a high price, so the Shari Tshuva brings down the name of the Birki Yosef, She'ein Zenech Shav Shnei Rov, and that's not considered a famine. And he adds, Shemash Ma'afilu Im His Yaku Amazonas Bechiflaim, even if the inflation is double the prices, nevertheless, he says that that's not considered a famine. Albeit, the Chokh B'Shlomo brings down, Shedin Zeh Tolui B'Nidon Imutu Ba'ofen Chazel, let's say, Chutz Laretz. He says it depends on if you'd be allowed to go leave to Chutz Laretz, that's considered a famine. In any event, he says, if it's not a total famine, just some people don't have food and other people do, so he brings down from the Netziv, in both his wonderful Svarim, the Hemek Shela, and in the Hemek Gavar, that's not considered years of famine in that situation. Mechaber continues and he writes, in this situation as well, where there's a famine going on, a person shouldn't have relations with the wife in that situation, except for the night that she comes back from the mikvah, the leil tefila, where there's a special mitzvah of ona for a man to be with his wife. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, that tzorich adam linok tzar biatzmo, a person should take upon himself personal suffering, and having relations is a pleasurable thing, so a person shouldn't do so, except when it's a chiyav to do so because of the mitzvah of ona. The issue foot number 7 brings down, if it's not a global type of a trouble, but it's only on some people, so then, for example, for example, if they drafted the Jewish people in one country into the army against their will, so then the Eshel Abram Mibachach brings down, that's not considered Kishnei Avon for this din, since it doesn't involve most of the people, therefore this isn't considered an Gzeira that you would have to abstain from relations. However, he says, Lamaisa, Lohekel Bazet Ella Belel Tvila. He says, even in this situation, the proper way to conduct yourself is only to have relations on Leil Tvila, because still Klai Yisrael is in trouble, and therefore one should be Machmir. However, we'll see And we'll see this decided in a moment, but I'll just say right now, if it's going to lead to trouble, if the person's going to end up doing averus because he's not permitted to have relations with his wife, so then that's far worse, so then certainly one should not be machmir. We'll talk about this more in a moment. Let's first do Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud, where he says you shouldn't have relations, and he says, look in Simon Reish Mem, Ayin L'El, and Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah Sham, some of these details. Now, Sivkot and Yud Al, the Mishnah says, except for the Leil Tefillah, and this is brought down by the Magen Avraham, who disagrees with the Pesach here of the Mechaber. And Avram Oser af b'Leil Tefillah. He says, no, even on the Leil Tefillah, one has to abstain from relations. However, the Mishnah brings down from the Nahar Sholom, Ochei ben Nahar Sholom, and the Yesha, Yeskimu, they agree with the Ramah, Shenucha l'smoch l'hokel, k'das Shulchan Aruch. You can follow here the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you can have relations on Leil Tefillah. However, he says, b'frat, imei no shnas re'ovon, el shar tzoros. He says, this is especially true if it's not a famine, but it's for the other tzoros that you go and fast. B'vadai, in that situation, certainly you can be making yesh smoch l'hokib Leil Tefillah, that you can have relations on Leil Tefillah. And he says, ayin in the Shari Tshuva. Go look over here further about details about this in the Shari Tshuva. So if you look in the Shari Tshuva over here, he brings down, in the middle of this Shari Tshuva, Dibra Masl b'shnas re'ovon, where he says, ayin in divrei David l'hagon baltaz. He says, go look at the Taz, because of Dafka Tashmish Latanog bi Alma Osir, that he says if you're just doing relations for the pure physical pleasure act, then you should be more careful about doing this. I will kiyam amin, but to procreate, oh, the Yitzro talking for love, or the person's desires are too strong, and he's going to chas v'shalom, yesh chashash, hashkosh zera, he's going to, unfortunately, spill seed if he doesn't have relations, so then Ein Isser. He would say that that is permitted in that situation. There's not an Isser of relations. And he says, Dovrze b'chlal chasuchi bottom. And this will be the next statement that we're going to make in the Mechaber, that if a person is childless, so if he hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah, puravu, he would be also allowed to have relations as well. If you go a little bit down in the Shari Tshuva, he says, the Birki Yosef brings down in the name of his father, the Rav Zal, the Misha Kiyem puravu me ishto rishonibs. If someone had children from his first wife, but he hasn't yet had children from his second wife, so he was Makai in the mitzvah Puravu, but his second wife hasn't had children, and she wants to have a child, Libonos Verotza Isha Chutra Liyodah, she wants to have a child in her old age to help her out, he says that's not called in the consideration of Chasuche Banim, and therefore, in that situation, you can't rely upon this Kula. Now, he then brings down as well, his own personal opinion, Kach Nira, the Gan B'Leil Tefillah, even though the Magen Avraham and others, the Al-Yirabah, are Machmir, he says, Hamor l'hokel b'shnei re'ovon ein maznicha. So if one wants to rely upon these more lenient opinions, you wouldn't protest, you wouldn't say that person is wrong. And certainly, Koshkein b'shar tzoros, for other tragedies other than famine, if you want to be Mako, there is room to be Mako. And he says as well, look in the Shelus Tshuvas Shus Yaakov, where he brings down, Kivan Shehu Mimidas Chasidus, this whole idea is only Mimidas Chasidus not to have relations. So if there's a Chashash, the Chabon HaLutzlan, Shem Lo Yishamesh, if the person is not going to have relations, could lead to an Aveiro of Hashchas Zera, either by him or his wife or Chabon HaLutzlan is going to do something wrong. So if he doesn't, in this situation, have relations, it's going to cause trouble. He says in that situation, Mutal Lishamesh, you could have relations. The Shaar Tzion in Os Chetz adds over here, the Shaar Tzoros Lo Niska B'Gemara. You don't find the other Tzoros specifically mentioned in the Gemara that one has to abstain from relations. And the Makar is in the Yerushalmi. And there it doesn't say, V'Shom Lo Niska B'Loshin Isser. It doesn't say it's forbidden to do so. And therefore, it's only what he calls a Midus Chasidus B'Alma, brought down from the Shaar Knesset Zagdola. And therefore, if it's going to lead to trouble, certainly one should not do so. He further adds, Ayin Shom Shemitzadit, oh, the Dafka B'Tzorah Shehem Dumya D'Ra'ovot. It's only for Tzorahs that are like famine. For example, Shidofon V'Yirokum Chadome, various types of plagues. Avalo B'Sharat Tzorahs, but not with these other types of difficulties that come on the Tzibur. I had a discussion with a Shechta Shlita, the beginning of COVID, whether this din would apply in terms of Klai Yisrael not having relations during the COVID epidemic. And Reshech the Shlita Paskin, he said in this situation it would be too difficult a gzeira for the Tzibur, and he didn't think that this was something that would be halacha l'mais applicable for most of Klai Yisrael. Now the Mechaber adds as well that a person would be allowed to have relations on Leil Tefillah if he's lechasuche bonim, if he doesn't have children yet, which the Ramah says pirush lemenuya bonim, somebody that doesn't have yet lemekayim the mitzvah puravu, doesn't have children, then Mechaber says mutter would be permissible, and the Ramah adds ayin leel and simin reish mem sif yud beis, where these dinim are discussed as well. Mishabur and sifkot yud beis says that you'd be allowed to have relations ashe tisabe until his wife gets pregnant. He brings it down from the Beis Yosef. Once she's pregnant, then the same rules would apply to him as well as everyone else to abstain from relations except for Leil Tefillah. Then he brings down v'miyesh lo bonim mechal leShabbos rachmona leslan. If the person has children that are off the derech, they're mechal leShabbos v'kanavon so, and his intention in having relations is only to have more children that will be mekayim Shabbos, that will be good children. Rakedesh yolod bonim ksheirim. So then mistabra the dino kechasuchei bonim. In that situation, the person is like that somebody who doesn't have children. If you have bad children, rachmona leslan, so that's not the way to be mekayim puravu, as we'll see in a second in Deir Shufut number 9. First, do Deir Shufut number 8. He brings down, if you only have sons, but you don't have daughters, that's also not considered that you're b'kayim the mitzvah peruvo, and therefore he says, mutar b'shnei re'avon, even if you have sons, but if you don't have daughters, you'd be allowed to still have relations. This Yevut Nanoim brings down a very scary idea from the Chofetz Chaim Sefer, Shem Olam, and he writes in the Hakdama there, Shemi she'esh lo bonim, shesor miderech Hashem, somebody has nebuch children that went off the path, hareza gorua b'harbe, that's actually worse, mimi she'en lo bonim chal, than somebody who doesn't have children at all. And he brings down, why? He says, when the children Nebuch go against the Torah, God doesn't get any nachas ruach. He doesn't get nachas from such children. It only causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu pain. And therefore, the covenant of the parents as well is mischala ma'oda yedezeh. Nebuch, the parents have to deal with the child that's off the derech, a very difficult thing. Lo aleinu, nobody should have to be in that situation where the children are unfortunately off the derech. Uba'olam haba. In the future world, yelo bizoyon gadol shiotzi menu ben mamre. This is going to be a busha for this person in the world to come. That is, he sired children that Nebuch aren't following the path of Hashem. Umachis l'Hashem Yisbaruch, and it's causing difficulty and pain. Kaviyochol for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why a person who has the desire to go and have children, to have children that are kasherim, is allowed to do so, even when there normally would be a requirement to abstain from having relations. That's how strong this idea is. A very, very, very scary footnote. Over here, the issue footnote number 9. Hashem should protect us all. Our children should be Ezus Hashem, be wonderful children as they are, and be Ezus Hashem should continue in the Mesorah of Abram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov Avinu. That's one of the reasons why it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu loved Abram, because he passed over the Mesorah to Yitzhak. That's what we all should all be Ezus Hashem should be successful in doing. Now we go to Sefeidim. Chabar writes, Kol HaPoresh Binat Tzibur, if somebody separates himself from the Tzibur. Now here he's literally talking physically. He leaves the Tzibur when they're in the time of Tzara. He won't be successful in seeing the Tzibur being comforted. He'll be excluded from that comfort that will eventually come to the Tzibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chol HaMitztarim, somebody who is Mishtatef with them in their Tzara, somebody who is following along with Klai Yisrael, helping them get through the Tzara, Zochev Rov Benechem Wasan. He'll be Zochem Yitz Hashem to see the Nechama come to Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, "Dafko b'davar shuchal be'ulai lahuil." This is talking about that he doesn't leave the tzibur when he could possibly have helped them. Hein b'tvila, whether it's by davening with them, hein b'tanis, by fasting with them, hein b'mamon, or he could financially support them or do something for them. In that situation, if somebody leaves, so he's doing a bad thing. Now, in the Sharat Zion, O Shud, he brings down, however, then ani yachol lahuil lam klal. This person has no ability. He can't daven with them. He can't fast with them. He has no financial resources. He has no expertise. So then the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Magen Avraham in the name of the Marshal that in that situation, ayamo b'malkum skonu. You're not allowed to stay there. Then you have to leave. If you're of no benefit to Klai Yisrael by staying there, so then you, of course, can leave. And in the Berhetev, Ozvav, he brings down, im yesh biyodo lahatzel atzibor be'megufo be'memono. That's, again, this is where the Sharat Zion gets this idea, because the Berhetev brings this down from the Yamshel Shlomo, which is the Marshal, as brought down by the Magen Avraham. So he says, if you can help and you don't, then you consider the parish ben atzibor and you'll be in trouble. But if you have no ability to help, ain lahamid b'malkum sakana, then you are allowed to leave, because it's also to stay there. If you could get away, you can't put yourself in danger for no reason whatsoever. Be'ezus Hashem, this should only be lahagdil Torah la'adira. We shouldn't be in situations where we have such tzaras on Klai Yisrael. We should all have wonderful, healthy, beautiful, good children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Kein Yirbu, and be'ezus Hashem, this siman should just be learned, lahagdil Torah u'la'adira. This concludes siman Tavkuf Ayin Dalet, and now we start Tavkuf Ayin Hey, which again deals with fasts in Eretz Yisrael when they would have for lack of rain. The Gemara in Tainis talks about this, and again, this is not knowing today under almost all circumstances, but it's very important to learn this, these dinim as well. So the Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Say the Tanios, the order of fast that they would arrange in Eretz Yisrael, Shemistan and Eretz Yisrael, Ala Gishomim Kachu. This is the order of fast when there was no rain coming. The Torah tells us that this rain should come by a certain time in the month of Cheshvan. There's a three-way machlokas as to when those days are. In any event, we follow the middle opinion there. So when the rain hasn't come by Yud Zayin Cheshvan, so then Chazal instituted a series of fasts. The first fasts are done only by Talmidei Chachamim, and then more and more of Klai Yisrael gets involved, and the fast gets stricter and stricter. So the pattern is as follows. The Mechaber tells us, when the 17th day of Macheshkin comes, and below Yardu Gesham, and it still hasn't rained yet, that's normally when you'd expect the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael to be, so then the rabbis instituted Maschil and Talmidei Chachamim, only unique for the Talmidei Chachamim to fast. They instituted the first series of fasts. Only some individuals, only the great Talmidei Chachamim, would fast on the Monday, Thursday, and Monday to come after Yud Zayin Cheshvan. And anybody is allowed to be considered a Talmud Chacham in regards to this din. You're not considered Mechzik Yuri, you're not considered an arrogant person if you take upon yourself these fasts. And these fasts, the Mechaber tells us, v'din Tanius Elu, k'din Tanis Yochid. They have the halachic status of being like a Tanis Yochid, like a private individual Tanis. Now, let's look at Mishnah Berurah. He brings down the Sifkot and Aleph. Bo lafuke shai makomos. This is only in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to if there's a famine in Babel, this dinim didn't apply. Okay, come on, the Siftes, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem, in tomorrow's shir, or actually in 2 days' shir from now, in Siftes. Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afilu biyom yitzayin gufa. You start already from yitzayin cheshon if there hasn't rained. V'chemash v'biyar agroa b'siftes. This is what the Vilna Gaon says in his beer. Now, Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol HaTamid V'chulei, that everybody's allowed to be considered Talmud Chacham in this regard. Hainu, in this situation, Shechiyev Hu, Akol Talmud. Everybody should fast. V'en Yochol Lafki Atzmo Olamar Potter. Any person shouldn't say, that doesn't include me. And he says, V'davko, who is this person that's considered Talmud Chacham? Kishishol Enoso Dvar Halacha B'Talmudo V'yomra. They ask you a question in Halacha, and you're able to answer it, not only in the sugi that you're doing right now. Again, the issue foot number 3 brings down that nowadays there are very, very few people, if anybody, that fits the din of a Talmud Chacham in regards to some of these dinim. That a Talmud Chacham, for example, is parted from paying certain taxes, and a Talmud Chacham has certain other benefits and advantages. You maspid him on Chol HaMoed. So the Magen Avraham writes already, Kayom, en mi sheyesh lo din Talmud Chacham, shodei halacha b'chol makom. Nobody has the knowledge of being a Talmud Chacham to fulfill these dinim. The issue footnote number 1 talks about exactly how much rain doesn't fall in order to be considered that there's a lack of rain. And the issue foot number 2 says, even in a year that's a Shana Muberes, where the times are a little bit different, so he says, we still nevertheless conduct ourselves in a leap year in the same way we do in a regular year. Albeit he brings down from the Shalish Shuz Beim and Yaman that he disagrees and says, in a leap year you conduct yourself a little bit differently. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Dazu b'chlal Talmud Chacham, only a person who's really able to be more halacha at any point, any place, he's considered Talmud Chacham, b'chayv l'haskel l'sanos, and he has to be included in those that fast. Avolim lo yigia l'chlal kach, but if a person isn't on that level, einenu m'chayv l'sanos, he doesn't have to fast, unless elishim rotzo misanav einbo mishum yura, but if he wishes to, he can, and it's not considered arrogant if he does so. The issue foot number 4, however, reminds us that don't go around bragging to everybody that you're fasting. That's considered a very negative thing to do. But if somebody asks you, you're allowed to go tell them that you are fasting. You don't have to lie. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Avo kosharo domino roshoy. But stand plain people that don't even have a havamin at their Talmud Chacham, so they shouldn't fast, they don't have to fast, because the rosh, if somebody sees that you're fasting, because in such a case, it looks like you're fasting as a Talmud Chacham, and that would be arrogance. Sivkot and Dalit, Mishnah Berurah says, with this halachos of these first 3 fasts, the Beis HaBeis that only the Talmidei Chacham fast is like a Tanis Yochid, like an individual Tanis, which means Hainu L'Inyan Shemaf Sikin Behem Berosh Chodesh V'Chanaka Upurim in Paga Be'elu Yom. And therefore, if it comes out that the Monday, Thursday, Monday is either Rosh Chodesh or Chanaka Upurim, so you wouldn't fast on those days. V'Masha'en came Tanis Sibur, which you would fast K'tel B'Simin Tovkuf Ayin Beis, as we learned previously. Now, he says, V'gan L'Inyan Mashikavur B'Simin Tovkuf Samach Bav, that which we learned previously as well, in that Simin applies here too, Ayin Shom. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'nira li, it appears to me, do adin liinyan shetorach lekabel usam mibod yom kishar tanis yochid. Just like every other tanis yochid, you'd accept upon yourself by mincha the day beforehand." He says, "This series of beis hey beis, you should accept upon yourself as well, as opposed to lafuki b'tanis sibur, which we already learned previously that you don't have to accept upon yourself. It automatically comes if the sibur accepted it." V'chanal b'simin tovku samach beis sif yud beis. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. This concludes today's shiur.